Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir's sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Beis and the Lizvod addition, starting in Daf Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Tamon Tanino. We learned in Maseches Megillah, Ein Bein Odor Rishon Odor Hasheni Elamikru Megillah Matonos Levyonim. When you have a leap year, Ibur Yor, and you have 2 months of the month of Odor, so then between the first month and the second month, what's the difference? That in the second month is when you do Mikra Megillah Matoras Lev Yoinim, but you don't do it in the first month. Another difference you have between the 2 months of Adar is the announcement of bringing Shkolim, taking away the Kilayim that we learned in our Mishnah. The Gemara mentioned the Mikra Megillah, the Gemara mentions also of Chalbu Rav Chunu Ram B'Shem Rav Chia Rabo HaKol Yoitzim Barbo Soshuz Man Kriyoso. Everybody is Yoitzim Mikra Megillah on Yudalid, because that's the time of the main Kriya of Megillah. This sentence doesn't seem to be in place, and really according to the Vilna Gaon's gear, so we don't mention the sentence now, I think we're going to get back to this a little later. It says the word that based on Mudalaf on top, it makes sense that the Hachrozo on the Shkolim should not be done until the second Adar, not the first Adar. What is the reason they announced the Shkolim? So people won't forget to bring Machzeh Shekel, and they should be ready on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If they're going to announce it on Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph in the first month, so there's still 60 days to go. So people will postpone it and say, I still have time, and they'll forget to bring it. So this announcement will become ineffective. Similarly regarding Kilayim, the reason we're busy with the Kilayim in Chodesh Adar, because you want to be able to recognize the plants. So you see what grows and you see if there is kilayim. If you do in Chodesh Adar Rishon, the first Adar, the tzmochim, the plants, are still small. As Rav Chaim points out, one of the reasons that we do an Ibur Yor, that we make a leap here, is because the plants are not growing enough. So it's a little too early to do the achrozah and to go out on the kilayim at that month. Continues the Gemara and says, of Chizki or Shol, Chizki had a question regarding the idea of a chozo of Shkoli. Me'atu b'nei Bovel, b'nei Bovel to live far away from Eretz Yisrael, mashmim ha-shiklem mirashoy shel chodesh. The Gersa that Reb Chaim uses is mashmim ha-shiklem mirashoy shel chayrif. They should announce a Shkoli in the beginning of the winter, not Rosh Chodesh Adar. Like they should have you Yisrael shiklem b'oynosom. What's the reason we do the announcement? Not for Am Yisrael to bring the Shkoli on time, the new trumo of the new monies will be done bizmano bechad benison in the right time in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if so, if you announce it Rosh Chodesh Adar, that works well for the people that live close to Beis Hamikdash. For the people that live in Bavel and their money has to come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, then now this should be much earlier. It should be in the beginning of the winter. As the Pirush Taknei Chadatin, which was written by Yisrael Mishiklov, the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, he points out, when it says over here, Shal, it's in general the Yerushalmi, when it says Shal, it's not a question, it's more of a statement. He's saying, based on this understanding, I hold the Bnei Bavel should do their announcement much earlier in the winter. Hey, Sir Ravulu Kamei Ramano, so ask Ravulu in front of Ramano. Ve'atanino, and it says in the Mishnah, we're going to learn later in the Masechta, B'shloisha Brakim Hashana, Toymim Esalishko. You do the Trumas Esalishko 3 times a year. Be'froisa Pesach, right before Pesach, which refers to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before Yisrael Atzeres, before Shuas, and before Yisrael Chag, right before Sukkot. Omar Leini continued saying, Neima Eilin Dekrivin, before Yisrael Pesach. The first Truman Pesach is for the ones who are very close, and Eretz Yisrael, that they did the donation in Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the money already came to Beis Hamikdash. Eilin Derechikin, the ones a little further away, before Yisrael Atzeres, they do before Shuas. Eilin Derechikin Minayun, before Yisrael Chag, and the ones who are further away are in Sukkot. So why are you saying the Bnei Bavel should do it in the beginning of the winter? Everybody should do Rosh Chodesh Adar. And then the ones who are close have the first Truma that happens in Nisan. And the ones a little further away will have the second Truma. And the ones above will have the Truma before Sukkot. So everybody can do it in Rosh Chodesh Adar. Continues the Gemara in that base with base. Omalei, kulo ka'achas oiso bo. It all came at the same time. So why do they really do 3 trumas? 3 times they put the money aside for the korbanos. To make more noise, to make more of a hustle around it. the Kohen really announced that all the Shkolim belong to all Am Yisrael. So they did three events. They did it in the time when Am Yisrael comes to the regal to Beis HaMikdash. But really, the Ikar Truma was in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And he made the ones that are further away, it's better for them to send it early so the money will be in Beis HaMikdash when you do the first Truma. Although we're going to learn, as Reb Chaim points out, that even the money that came after Rosh Chodesh Nisan also joins the original Truma, because the Truma that's done Rosh Chodesh Nisan really works for the past and for the future money coming for the same year. Ketuvos the Gemara now says a little divrei agado. Rav Yehuda bar Paz b'shem Rebbe hen nikro v'loy nivhas. We read the following psukim and we get scared. Letoivo kol nediv lev. When we're talking about donations to the Mishkan, it says kol nediv lev. Anybody who wants to donate, who is a nadiv lev, the big donors that are, their heart pushes them, they are the ones who donate it. But Leroy, when they come to do Aveira, Faisparku Kolom is Nizme Azov Vashabo's name. When they're doing Abachaita Hegel, everyone in Klai Yisrael joined. So the Mishkan, which is Gdusha, was only partial of Am Yisrael, the Mishkan. To do Aveira, everybody joined. Letoivo, it says, Vayyitze Moshe Saom. In time of Kabbalah, the Torah Moshe had to take out Am Yisrael to get the Torah, to wake them up and push them. Leroy, Vatikarvu Nelai Kulchem. Before Chet HaMeraglim, all Am Yisrael joined to ask Moshe Rabbeinu to send Meraglim. Let Toivo as Yoshi Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu sang, and Am Yisrael joined him. He had to push him. He had to be the leader. Le'rov Atisa Kol Ha'edo Ve'idnu Eskoilom. When they're crying about the Meraglim, all Am Yisrael comes together and they cry together. They don't need a leader. Om Avchir Barbo, it says in the Pasuk, Achen Hishkimu Hishchisu. Why it says Hishkimu Hishchisu? Kol Hashchoso Sheyoisim. Any Aveira that they did, they did it early in the morning. They woke up early to do the Aveira. It's very hard to understand the characteristic of this nation. They ask her to give money for the Egel, they give. For the Mishkan, they give. Do they want to connect to spirituality or to the opposite? Chas v'shalom. Tana reis b'chanino adom astiso, it says in the Braiso, v'astiso kapoyre zov tar, Yavozov shall kapoyris, the gold of the kapoyris that goes to the mizbeach, v'yichapel zahov shall egel, that will be kapora for the gold of the egel. The way the Taklin Chatzim explains it is coming to argue. Rabbi said, I don't understand. They give gold to the egel, they give gold to the Mishkan. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, they gave gold to the Mishkan as a kapora to rectify the sin of the egel. With this, we conclude Yoshua Mishkolim Dav Beis.